Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
And now for some outside of the State House political analysis, we're joined by Tufts University political science professor Jeff Berry. Jeff, thanks a lot.
Thank you for having me, Bob.
Let me ask you, first of all, what struck you about the speech?
Not surprisingly, it was about jobs. It was about the economy. It was a well-delivered speech, well-crafted. I thought he did a good job of talking about his accomplishments and also highlighting some plans. And it was an optimistic speech at a time when most of us don't feel terribly optimistic about the state's future. At the same time, we have 9.4% unemployment in the state. And while he can brag about our bond rating, we need to get banks lending, not going back to the municipal bond market. That's what's going to make a difference.
Let's talk about some of the specifics that he talked about in this speech. He seemed to try and identify with people struggling in this economy. He talked about how he meets people every day, sees their anxiety, hears stories of lost jobs, lost homes, lost retirement accounts. What was he trying to do there?
He has a wonderful quality of being able to convey empathy. He wants people to believe that he stands in their shoes, and that's very important for a political candidate. So there was an emphasis, almost a staccato of recitations of this person and that person facing challenges and overcoming them. And what he's trying to do is to make sure that he conveys that he knows what the problems are that people have, and that he's on the way to trying to solve those problems.
It seemed like he was also talking directly to the people who voted Scott Brown into the U.S. Senate this week when he said, be angry, channel it in a positive direction. It's easy to be against something. It takes tough-mindedness and political courage to be for something.
That was clearly a response to the Scott Brown election where voters lashed out. If you asked voters what they wanted, the Brown voters, the independents that moved in his direction, they probably couldn't give you a coherent ideology or platform of what they want, but they wanted to change the status quo. So what he's trying to do is to convince voters not to lash out, but to stay with them because they're going to channel that anger into a positive way. However, he then lapsed into a story about a program at Brockton High School, which, while it was very heartwarming, it didn't convince me that he knows the path out to make the state a better place.
So when he also said that people need not big or small government for its own sake, but good government, is that enough of a message to blunt some of the anti-government energy that is clearly out there right now?
Absolutely not. We say we want good government and that we care about good government, but that's not really what moves election in the absence of some horrendous scandal. What people are looking for is improvement in their standard of living. They want better jobs. They want raises. It didn't connect to the economy, and it was something of an abstraction.
At the beginning of our conversation a couple of minutes ago, you called the governor's speech tonight optimistic, but bottom line, for a governor who faces what everyone acknowledges will be a tough re-election bid this year as 2010 opens, was it an effective speech?
It wasn't a game changer, but it was effective in conveying the sense that he's working night and day, he's going to work very hard, he's going to continue to work, and that what he cares most about is opportunity, and he wants to create a state full of opportunity. That's the message he was trying to get across.
So that when he talked at the end about building a stronger community, brick by brick, block by block, neighborhood by neighborhood, town by town, he's really saying that's what he needs to do in his reelection campaign, too.
Absolutely, and he's going to be visiting a lot of those towns and laying a few of those bricks over the next year.
Jeffrey Berry, political scientist, Tufts University, thanks a lot for speaking with us.
Thank you.